the Word of God contains both powerful history and accurate prophecy of the future of nations. Join Reverend I.T. Matura as he does an exposition of the Book of Daniel. Get ready to be empowered and equipped by the Bible lessons from this study.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to Lesson 7 of the exposition of the Book of Daniel. We continue as we look at the Book of Daniel and learn lessons from it. In our previous lesson, lesson number 6, we saw how Daniel, when he was serving under King Darius, was falsely accused, but he continued to persist to seek God and to pray. He was then cast into a den of lions, but because of his faith and his consistency, God delivered him. He had a spirit of excellency that brought enemies to him, but he continued to excel because of his faith in God. Even in the face of death, he maintained his faith in God, and God brought a powerful testimony out of his life. Now we are going to the second segment of the Book of Daniel. We've covered the first 6 chapters. We are now going to the last 6 chapters, and we start with chapter 7. And the last 6 chapters deal with the prophetic things that were to come. The first 6 mainly deal with historical events, though they have dreams that touch into the future. But now we are looking at the dreams that Daniel himself had, not dreams that he had to interpret for other people. Now I'll do an overview of chapter number 7, then we'll look at 5 lessons that we draw out of this chapter. The title of this lesson is The Vision of the 4 Beasts. Now from verse 1 to verse 2, Daniel shares a vision that he had during the reign of Belshazzar. You remember Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, who did not recognize Daniel. So during his reign, he had a dream. It says here in verse 1, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sums of the matters. So he records the time when he had the dream, and this was during the reign of Belshazzar. From verse 3 to 6, Daniel reveals the vision of 4 unique beasts with the appearance of different animals that he sees. Now you know that these great beasts came out of the sea and diverse from each other. They were different from each other. Verse 4 says, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand up on the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Verse 5, and behold another beast, a second like the bear, and it raised up itself on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise and devour much flesh. Verse 6, after this I beheld, lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. So this is a dream that Daniel has, or the vision, and he sees these beasts, creatures that had faces and resemblance of animals. And here he describes the first 3, and you see that these, as we look at the lessons later, that they were speaking of kingdoms that were to come, because the interpretation speaks of that these were kings, and there were kingdoms and different kingdoms that would arise. But you see that they rise out of the sea, and you should understand that the sea talks of the multitudes of this world. So these kings and kingdoms rise out of the multitude of this world, and they take dominion for a season. And you need to understand this vision in line with the other dream that Nebuchadnezzar had of the golden image that had a golden head, a silver chest, a bronze belly, iron legs, and iron and clay feet. So those dreams are linked, and scripture interprets scripture. From verse 7 to 8, Daniel gives a detailed description of the fourth beast. So there is a fourth beast that was quite different and more dreadful and terrible and strong, much stronger than the others. Now this is described in verse 7 and 8, that it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke into pieces and stamped the residue with its feet. It was different or diverse from all the beasts before it, and had 10 horns. I considered the horns, verse 8 says, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, this horn were eyes like the eyes of men, and a mouth speaking great things. So this is the description of the fourth beast, and you are told here that it was terrible, it was dreadful, but it had iron teeth. Now you remember the other dream of Nebuchadnezzar was talking about this image of iron, which spoke of the Roman Empire, but later that becomes a weakened Roman Empire with iron and clay. But this beast here, it had iron teeth and it crushed everything. But one unique feature about it is that it also had 10 horns. Now horns are a symbol of authority, but in this dream that you see that these horns speak of kings, because kings have authority. But when you link this now, you link it to the book of Revelation in chapter 13, you see there is a beast that rises also from the sea, and this beast has 7 heads and 10 horns, and this beast is the Antichrist. So you see here also that out of this beast here, we are seeing the Antichrist, because the 10 horns, and we see that one of the horns had a mouth, and the mouth spoke blasphemous things, and it is the eye of a man. So you see that the Antichrist will rise with authority, but you'll be a man and you speak great things. You look at Revelation 13, you see that the same thing happened with the beast, the Antichrist. He will speak things against the saints, against God's church, and against God himself. Now, verse 9 to 10, Daniel shares the vision of God, the Ancient of Days. And he says, behold, verse 9, till the thrones were cast down, the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like a pool of wool. His throne was like a fiery furnace, and his wheels as burning fire. So you see there that he has a vision of the Ancient of Days, who is God, and who is seated on his throne. And there were thousands upon thousands that were there to serve him and stood before him, and he sat on his judgment seat, and books were open. Verse 11 to 12, Daniel sees the fourth beast being destroyed and the other three losing their power. So verse 11 says, I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flames. Now in the book of Revelation, you see that when the Antichrist is defeated and the false prophet, they are cast into the lake of fire. They are the first candidates that are put into the lake of fire. And here the verse says, he was given to the burning flame. That's the lake of fire. Now the other beast's dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season. So these other nations were left without dominion, but they were given life for a season. Verse 13 to 14, Daniel sees the vision of the Son of Man and him receiving dominion from God the Father, the Ancient of Days. So he continues in verse 13 and says, I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man come with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14, and there was given dominion, glory, a kingdom, that all the people, nations, languages would serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. So that is Christ. He shall take over and be in charge and set up a kingdom, and his dominion shall not ever end. Now you can link this also to Revelation chapter 19, when we see Christ come and return in the clouds, and he makes war against the Antichrist, the false prophets, and the kingdoms of this world and their armies. He destroys them, and then he sets up his kingdom and the millennium reign after the devil is bound and thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Verse 15 to 16, Daniel is perplexed by the dream. Then he asks an angel that is close to him about the dream. So Ye, verse 15 says, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known the interpretation of these things. Verse 17 to 18, the angel begins to give interpretation of the vision. So he tells, verse 17, the great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Verse 19 to 25, the angel gives interpretation about the fourth, because even Daniel himself was concerned about the fourth, because the fourth beast was unique and different from the first three. Verse 19 says, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and nails of brass, and devoured and break into pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, of the other which came up, before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. So you see here, he then explains that the horn makes war against the saints and is given power to prevail for a season, until verse 22 says, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he says, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, shall devour the whole earth and tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that arise, and others, and another shall arise after them. He shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, times, and the dividing of time. Now a time, times, and a dividing of time, that's 3.5 years. That is the time that is given to the Antichrist to reign. Now when you link this to the book of Revelation, you see that this is during the great tribulation, the 7 year, but the Antichrist to manifest in the period of after the first 3.5 years that are peaceful. Antichrist, the beast, will arise out of the sea, and he is a king who arises out of this kingdom with 10 heads, an amalgamation of kings, a sort of a union. But when he arises, he destroys three other kings, and he takes power, and he begins to speak. He is a great orator. He speaks great things. He convinces people. That is why the Antichrist, the beast, will cause people to worship him. Now, I want you to see that in the book of Revelation, the picture of the beast that arises is given. Here we just hear about his teeth and his horns. But in the book of Revelation, we hear that he had an appearance of a leopard. He had the legs of a bear, and he had the mouth of a lion. Now, this is the characteristics of the four other beasts that we see. And this one has all these characteristics together. And it has iron teeth to top it up. So it's a fierce beast, but it is telling of the nature, the cruelty, and the evil that it will possess. But this kingdom would then be the kingdom which the Antichrist will rise from and begin to reign and cause a lot of evil on earth. Verse 26 to 28, judgment is passed on the fourth beast and it is destroyed. Verse 26 says, but judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion and consume and destroy it unto the end. Verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. All dominions shall serve and obey him. So we see here this vision and interpretation that is given unto Daniel, and there are powerful lessons that we draw out of this chapter. I know you might be getting confused and perplexed, but let us learn and bring clarity and light through revelation, but also through scripture that we understand and God will reveal unto us. Five lessons that we draw from here. Number one, it is important to write down your dreams and visions. You see that in verse 1, Daniel says, I wrote down the dreams or the vision that I received. So it is important that when you receive a dream, especially a spiritual, divine dream, because dreams disappear and you forget them, wake up and write it down. If you cannot write it down, record it in your phone, what you remember, because interpretation will come even if you don't understand it. When Daniel awoke from this vision, he did not understand it and he had to seek interpretation. So you will have a dream and not understand it, but still write it down. You will have a vision and not understand it, but write it down, record it, because the interpretation will come. It might come that very moment, it might come after a week, it might come after some months, but it is important to record the dream and the vision. Number two, divine dreams and visions have symbols and signs that require divine interpretation. Now you see that the dream and the vision that Daniel had, he had a lot of symbols and had signs. And the sign that we see here is the sign of animals, that abyss. But when you then see the interpretation, and then interpretation by the Spirit and also by scriptures, you see that animals represent nations. And these animals here were representing kingdoms. That's why the angel said, these are four kings, and also there are four kingdoms. So the first kingdom that we see there, which was like a lion, you see a lion is a glorious animal. We talks of the kingdom of Babylon, and it had two wings. Now this talks of the two kings that would rise out of Babylon and would be very glorious. But these kings, the Bible says the lion, the wings will be cut off, and then the lion will be given the heart of a man and will begin to walk on its two feet. This talks of the humility that will be brought on this kingdom and on its kings. Now you remember that Nebuchadnezzar was turned into an animal for a moment and brought low, and he was to eat grass. He was humbled. This talks of the Babylonian Empire and how God humbled them. So it was typified here by a lion. Now the second kingdom that is seen is a bear. And this bear typified the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians that took over from the Babylonians. Now you see that the bear was raised on one end and the other was lower, showing you the Medes and the Persians. The Persians would be raised up above the Medes, and the Persians would end up being the ones that are in charge. We talk of King Cyrus, who was a Persian king. So this would take dominion, and it had with it in its ribs three ribs, that these are kings that it had devoured and taken. So it was to be a ruthless kingdom, like a bear that is ruthless and devours. So that you study history, you see that the Persian kingdom was a ruthless kingdom. King Xerxes, who comes and devours and fights many wars. But thereafter arises another kingdom after that, which is typified by a leopard. And this leopard had four wings and had four heads. Now this speaks of the Greek Empire. Now the Greek Empire, if you study history, that Alexander the Great, there were many kings and many city-state empires of the Greek, but Alexander unified the armies and he began to conquer the world. When Alexander the Great died, there were four kings that arose in the Greek Empire that began to reign. And these are the four heads and the four wings that we see. Now the Greek Empire then fizzles out. When it fizzled out, the third empire to arise was the Roman Empire. And we see it in the statue that Nebuchadnezzar dreams, that it was typified by iron. And iron and construction was key in the rise of the Roman Empire, but their swords and military prowess also was what made them arise. You remember, if you study history, Julius Caesar, how he conquered and went about conquering. And Pompey, who was also a great army general, went around conquering. So this is typified by this beast now, that has characteristics of the other beast, because in the book of Revelation, it is the likeness of a leopard. So that's the Greek Empire. You see that a lot of the Greek civilization learning in Greek language went into the Roman Empire, and you see that it had feet like a bear. This speaks of the Persians, the aggression, the brutality. It was also in the Roman Empire. You see it had the lion, the mouth, the glory of a lion. That was also in this empire. But it had iron teeth, the strength to devour. So it operated with this strength. But you look at the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, you see that later it is weakened and it is made up of iron and it is made up of clay. And later you see then the amalgamation of weak kings and strong kings, and we see the 10 heads. Out of those 10 heads then arises the Antichrist in the end times, and he will then try and unify these kings under his authority. He will do it with his eloquence, but he will arise against the saints and against God. So I'm trying then, I hope you have been following and seeing the interpretation of those symbols and signs that we see in the vision that Daniel had. Number three, God has set a prophetic calendar for the nations and the kingdoms of this world. So I've already dealt with that as I was giving an interpretation of the beast that arose. So you see that God has set into motion which kings arose, and after each king, which kingdom came after. So God is the one who sets kings and is the one who removes. He's the one who allows kingdoms to arise and kingdoms to fall. So kingdoms will arise, kingdoms will fall. But there is only one kingdom that will endure forever, which is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ. Lesson number four, the Antichrist will prevail for a season, but in the end, Jesus Christ will be victorious. Now, I want you to understand that the Antichrist will be given power for a season. The Bible there says for a time, times, and half a time. For 3.5 years, he will have dominion. But this dominion is continuing from the dominion of the beast, because he takes up after the beast and he reigns and commands authority and extreme authority for 3.5 years, where he causes kings and people to worship him. But in the end, Christ will be victorious. So the important thing is to know that even though the Antichrist will reign havoc, even though the beast will reign havoc, but in the end, Christ will be victorious over him, and the saints shall take the kingdom. Lesson number five, the saints shall inherit an everlasting kingdom and reign together with Christ. That's the end of the matter, that we shall inherit an everlasting kingdom, which is the kingdom of Christ, and we shall reign together with him. In the end, we will overcome whatever the enemy had tried to do, whatever the kingdoms of this world had tried to destroy. The saints tried to destroy, the church tried to destroy the Jewish nation, but in the end they will not prevail, for the saints shall inherit an everlasting kingdom, and we shall reign together with Christ forever and ever. And it is important that we live our lives that in such a way that when Christ appears, we are ready for him, and that we may be counted worthy to serve together with him, that we may inherit a kingdom that will not be destroyed, a kingdom that will not be taken away from us, a kingdom that is everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, that is where we end the lesson for today. We continue next week as we look at lesson 8, and we look at another vision that Daniel has, and it speaks of things that pertain to us and pertain to this time we are living and the time that is to come. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening and following the lesson from the Exposition of Daniel. For more Bible lessons, follow Reverend I.T. Matura on his podcast at innocentmatura.podbean.com.